One of the goals of this particular website is to illustrate, specifically in the realm of building and construction, how BASF innovative high-performance chemistry is really used to help make buildings better.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron, PRWebPodcast.com, and with me today is Jack Armstrong. He is the Manager of Building and Construction Markets for BASF. Jack, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you very much. Great to talk with you once again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you back. And Jack, can we start first for people who might not know much about BASF? Just let us know what you do and maybe how long the organization has been around.
Sure. Well, BASF is the world's largest chemical company that was founded back in the mid-1800s. So we've been around a little over 125 years. And we do all kinds of chemicals that go into things like vitamins, paints and coatings for houses and cars, plastics that go into commercial carpeting, seats, cushions, little gears inside your VCR or the motor of your car, but also even things like agricultural products, fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, all kinds of pharmaceutical products and things like that. So it's really a broad-based chemical company. Really, the main focus that we're here to talk about today is kind of the offerings of BASF as they relate to the building and construction industry, both commercial buildings, industrial buildings, as well as residential, and even infrastructure, things like the concrete pavement and highways and parking garages and bridges and roads and tunnels.
And your latest press release you put out through PRWeb is announcing specifically the launch of highperformancecommunity.com, which chronicles the lives of a family living in a high-performance home in a sustainable neighborhood. And so tell us first kind of why you guys built this site and what visitors could expect to go there.
Sure. Well, actually, many people think, just like you were before, BASF, this big chemical company, what does it really mean? And many people have seen the advertisements and the commercials. We don't make the products you buy. We make the products you buy better. So one of the goals of this particular website is to illustrate, specifically in the realm of building and construction, how BASF innovative high-performance chemistry is really used to help make buildings better. And really, when we say buildings, we say all kinds of the built environment, whether it's residential, industrial, or commercial, or infrastructure. And we started a campaign about 2.5-3 years ago called Better Home, Better Planet. And it's essentially our initiative, the embodiment of BASF sustainability values for our company and how they relate to the built environment. And so part of our Better Home, Better Planet initiative was actually building a near zero energy home in Paterson, New Jersey. And we actually won a LEED Platinum rating system for this particular house from the U.S. Green Building Council. And that's the Leadership Energy Environmental Design Award, the second one in the country. So we're very excited about that. But we wanted a place for people to understand ways that they can find out about building and construction products and technologies that are new, cutting edge things that are innovative and different, and how when you combine them all together, you really get something that's bigger than just the parts together. And so we decided to launch the highperformancecommunity.com website because this particular website is done in a different way than other companies traditionally try and portray this information. It's from the vantage point of the person that's living in a building. And in this particular case, it's kind of chronicling the life of the Jones family in a high-performance community. And so you can follow these little vignettes and you can click on when the Jones family's maybe at their office or when the Jones family's out in the yard playing with the kids or when they're in their house and how the feeling of a high-performance home just feels better, has cleaner air inside, how it's more durable, the dad has to do less maintenance on the house, and things like that. So we wanted to be able, in an interactive way, to engage people a little bit in this hypothetical community. So when you come on the site, that's kind of why it looks a little bit like a cartoon or a diagram, because it's a hypothetical community. It's one that could exist if people would choose and select the products to really make a high-performance neighborhood. But since there's not really one in existence yet, we couldn't take pictures of one, so we created one on the website.
And what other types of information and links are people going to find on that site besides the animated feature that you have set up?
Well, really, the site is built around case studies, customer success stories of customers of ours that are actually utilizing products to illustrate how buildings can be built in a more healthy, energy efficient way. So that's a very neat way to see real life case studies. But essentially, the site catalogs the whole offering of, you might say, the BASF high performance buffet of offerings and how that relates to different industry segment categories. So you can look about built environment. You can look about wall assemblies. You can look about roofing. You can look about and explore stories of how products fit into the heating, air conditioning, and ventilation systems, how they fit into the aesthetics around the yard, different categories like that. And essentially, the common theme through the whole website is high performance equals sustainability. And high performance for us is a lot more than just energy. It's healthy indoor air. It's quiet, acoustically comfortable buildings. It's less drafty buildings. It's buildings that and homes that can be built affordably, but are still energy efficient. And they're strong. They're resistant against natural disasters. But most importantly, for the people that have to build them, they're fast to build and they're environmentally friendly. But still, even for the architects out there, they definitely have a lot of design freedom, a lot of opportunities. So whether you're building with a structural insulated panel or an insulated concrete form or using very innovative new stamped concrete that's integrally colored instead of having, say, vinyl flooring in your house, or even products like a highly reflective metal roof with an ultra cool coating that keeps the roof 40 degrees cooler and helps combat against urban heat island effect. How all these things kind of synergistically come together in a lot of different sectors to illustrate to someone what high performance is. So in the end, really, high performance is something that can be specified. It's not just this vague abstract concept. It's something you can say, hey, high performance, I can do this, this, and this, and I can measure it this way, and I can check it off my checklist, and I know I have it. It's not just someone saying, oh, it's a green building, it's a green community. It's actually high performance, and you can measure it.
And so with this site, are you targeting someone who is maybe renovating their house or strictly home builders?
Well, actually, the site is segmented to where if you want to learn about residential, you click on residential topics and themes. If you want to learn about commercial construction, whether it's institutional schools and hospitals and warehouses, you can click on commercial. Or if you want to just learn about roads, bridges, and tunnels and other infrastructure kind of items, you can click on that and find out all that particular segment and how different products can be used and put together in a way to satisfy really whatever need you want.
And so, Jack, tell us about what you mean by the phrase high-performance neighborhood and what you have going on with that right now.
Essentially, when we did our near-zero energy home in Paterson, New Jersey, and got the LEED certification for that one house, it was really one house. It was a showcase. It was one high-performance home. And now what we're doing is we're actually launching out onto a neighborhood level, and we're working in some different communities around the country to build what we call high-performance communities. So it's a collection of homes that are designed in a high-performance, energy-efficient way, as well as commercial spaces. And you might even say it's kind of taking a showcase home and turning it into a business case, really showing that there's value, there's saleability of these homes, and their affordability, and people can live in them and track them and see on a society level and a neighborhood level how much great benefit it gives for the impact. So one of the first communities that we're working in is actually in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we're working with the East Parkside Redevelopment Corporation, which is the Community Development Corporation in downtown Philly, right over by the big zoo and by the nation's first park where the first World's Fair was held back in the 1870s. So it's a beautiful historic neighborhood, actually one of the first suburbs of the country. But as many inner city neighborhoods, it has fallen into disrepair and it's quite in bad need and certainly is in a decayed situation and needs to be renovated, needs to be upgraded. So instead of doing traditionally what many people have done and they just sell it to one big developer and they knock down all the houses and move all the people out, part of being high performance means you've got to consider the sustainability principles, the triple bottom line. It's not only ecology and the environment and the economy, but it's the people, it's the social element. So we're working in this neighborhood to actually rebuild 400 homes in the high-performance home fashion. They're going to be LEED certified. About 80% of them are going to be brand new homes. And the other 20% are going to be rehabilitated homes that have been retrofitted for energy efficiency. And then there will be about 100 commercial spaces. And it's actually kicking off this year. We had the formal kickoff during Earth Day. And by early fall, there will be about, say, 15 houses already for sale. And the goal is to try and have around 45 houses this year. And then it'll continue on. But we've worked with the urban Urban Planning Institute of America. We've worked with Inselspan, SIPS, American Polysteel, Insulated Concrete Forms, a variety of other companies that have really tried to help us engineer the right building envelope to build them quickly and affordably and strongly. So anyway, that's a bit about an area where people can follow. They can come to the highperformancecommunity.com website and track the progress on the East Parkside community. So we're really very excited about it. And it's a chance for us to actually partner with a city who's also one of the Clinton Global Climate Exchange cities, and also partner with the real estate groups to understand how there's extra value in these homes. They're really worth more because they're energy efficient, and help prove the model and a true value case.
And Jack, do you have any additional contact information besides that web address that listeners could use to get a hold of you to find out more information?
Sure. There's actually a variety of different websites where people can find out more information. One of the key sites is also betterhomebetterplanet.com, betterhomebetterplanet.com, in addition to the highperformancecommunity.com. But there's also the good old regular www.basf.com, which is our general site where people can go and find out information about things going on in BASF in general. Also, they can reach me at my email address, which is my name, jack.armstrong@basf.com. So email's probably the best way to get a hold of me if anybody has any questions or might even want to have some kind of partnership orientations and collaborations with BASF. We're doing some other projects along the Gulf Coast to rebuild the Katrina damaged area in both New Orleans and Mississippi. So it's really quite an exciting time. But the Better Home, Better Planet initiative is also more than just the United States. We're working in both Mexico and the Caribbean. We've had some projects that are going on in Sri Lanka and in India in the tsunami damaged areas to actually have recovery housing at an affordable level, but still energy efficient and high performance.
All right, Jack. Well, I thank you for coming on again and telling us about what you guys are up to at BASF and your highperformancecommunity.com new site. And I wish you the best of luck with everything in the future.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you today.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.